Welcome to the Well-Being Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise.
I am MBA. And in this episode, we're going to be reading from the New International Version of the Bible. So we get on to health scriptures. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear. I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Jeremiah 30:17. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. Matthew 15:30-31. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Mark 9:23. If you can, Jesus said, everything is possible for one who believes. 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. World Scriptures. Genesis 39:21-23. The Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Deuteronomy 28:13. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Psalm 1:1-3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Psalm 115:11-16. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is the help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. The Lord will bless his people Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. Proverbs 11:25. A generous person will prosper, but whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8 and verse 11 as well. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your hearts to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You will also be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Well-being order. Psalm 5 verse 12. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Psalm 3 verse 3. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. Psalm 75:6-7. No one from the east or from the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. Psalm 71:21. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. Isaiah 51:16. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I who set the heavens in place, who laid the foundations of the earth, and who said to Zion, you are my people. Colossians 1:9-11. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience.
Thank you for your time today. I see you again tomorrow. And we're reading scriptures for today. God bless you.